哈利路亚，愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安、喜乐啊，时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈以及兄姐们同在。
哈利路亚 ，May the peace, joy, and love of the Lord be with all of us as always。
感谢主带领啊，我们最近进入到了啊诗篇的一个学习。
Thank Lord, and that we have entered the learning of Psalms recently。
我们请翻开到诗篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm。
诗篇的45篇。
Psalm chapter 45.
从诗篇的42篇开始呢，就是诗篇的卷二，第二卷。
As we can see that from the Psalm chapter 42 onward is the book 2 of the book of Psalm.
那从卷二开始，好几篇诗篇都是可拉的后裔他们所做的诗篇。
And as we can see that a lot of Psalms from book 2were originally from the sons of Korah.
所以最近 这一个礼拜多来，我们在读的很多都是可拉的后裔所做的诗。
So recently, when you're reading the book of Psalm, there were actually indeed a lot of Psalms written by the sons of Korah.
那我们就觉得啊，他们写的诗好美。
And we can see that the Psalms were really beautiful.
那特别在45篇。
Especially in Psalm chapter 45,
它不只写的很美，但是里面有很重要属灵的教训。
Not only that it has a beauty, but also an important spiritual teaching.
因为它讲到了弥赛亚与他心腹的荣耀。
Because this psalm has mentioned the glories of the Messiah and his bride.
所以神借着可拉的后裔做出了这样子的一个预言以及一个宣告。
So through the sons of Korah, God has made his proclamation and also prophecy.
那我们知道这个弥赛亚指的就是主耶稣。
And as we know that the Messiah here refers to Lord Jesus.
那这个心腹指的就是主耶稣的教会。
And this the bride refers to the Lord Jesus Church.
所以里面所提到的弥赛亚与他心腹的荣耀，就是主耶稣与教会的荣耀。
And here, when the Bible mentioned about the Messiah and the bride, it's actually indeed mentioned about the glory of the Lord Jesus and the glory of the church.
所以今天早上我们的学习就是要来学习主耶稣以及教会的荣耀。
Therefore, today, this morning, what we're learning here is indeed the glory of the Lord Jesus and His church.
学会欣赏主的荣耀。
And to long for His glory and beauty.
而且了解教会要如何才是荣耀的。
And also to learn how to have a glorified church.
好，所以我们先来读一次45篇。
Let's all read Psalm chapter 45 together.
好，在边读的时候，我们来边来体会主耶稣以及教会的荣耀。
And when we read this book, let's learn to understand the glory and beauty of the Lord Jesus.
好，我们45篇中文、英文都可以一起读哈。
Let's read Chinese and English together.
总共就是17节。
That's 17 verses in total.
好，第一节。
Verse 1.
我心里涌出美词，我论到我为王做的事，我的舌头是快手笔。二，
Verse two.
你比世人更美，在你嘴里满有恩惠，所以神赐福给你，直到永远。三，
Verse three.
大能者啊，愿你腰间佩刀，大有荣耀和威严。四，
Verse four.
为真理谦卑公义赫然坐车前往，无不得胜。你的右手必显明可畏的事。五，你的剑锋快，射中王敌之心，万民扑倒在你以下。六，神啊，你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国权是正直的。七，你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶，所以神就是你的神，用喜乐油膏你，胜过膏你的同伴。八，你的衣服都有没药、神香、肉桂的香气，象牙宫中有丝弦乐器的声音，使你欢喜。九，有君王的女儿在你尊贵妇女之中，王后佩戴赫非金翅，站在你右边。十，女子啊，你要听，要想，要侧耳而听，不要纪念你的名和你的父家。十一，王就羡慕你的美貌，因为他是你的主， 你当敬拜他。十二
Twelve.
推罗的民必来送礼，民中的富足人也必向你求恩。十三
Thirteen.
王女在宫里极其荣华，她的衣服是用金线绣的。十四
Fourteen.
她要穿锦绣的衣服，被引到王前，随从他的陪伴童女也要被带到你面前。十五，他们要快欢喜快乐被引导，他们要进入王宫。十六，你的子孙要接续你的列祖，你要立他们在全地作王。十七，我必叫你的名被万代纪念，所以万民要永永远远称谢你。阿们、啊、这是诗篇四十五篇可拉所作关于弥赛亚与他心腹荣耀的诗篇。
So this Psalm chapter 45 is the psalm by the sons of Korah, and that describes the glories of the Messiah and his bride.
哦，这一个诗篇当然是可拉啊，他的后裔借着圣灵的感动而做出来的。
And as we can see that this psalm was written by the descendants of Korah, which was touched by the Holy Spirit.
哦，在第一节说到我的舌头是快手笔。
And at the, in verse 1, it mentioned that my tongue is a pen of ready writer.
哦，其实在快手笔中文比较 难理解，就是作者手中的一个笔。而英文的话 就很清楚。
And English sounds more clearer. It mentioned about a pen that's held in the hand of the writer.
哦，没错。其实圣经里面的这些作者，他们都是神手中的笔。
And as we can see that all the poet and indeed the pen in the hand of God.
哦，所以说你在圣经里面虽然有好几个作者四十个作者左右做出了六十六本书，那但是呢，都是一个圣灵在感动，一位作者在写作。
And as we can, as we know that there are 40 authors in the total of the 66 books in the Bible, and they were indeed touched by one spirit.
好，所以说他这一段里面所讲到的弥赛亚的预言，在后来希伯来书他也是引用到。
And so therefore, as we can see the prophecy here in Psalm chapter 45, at later stage in the book of Hebrews, we can also read the same.
所以新约里面旧约跟圣经里面的旧约跟新约，他们是连贯的。好，他不会一开始说弥赛亚这样子，后来又改变，没有，完全一样。
And as we know that the Old and New Testament are linked together, there is no contradiction, and the Messiah will never change from Old to New.
因为都是一个灵，一个神手中的笔。
Because the authors were all touched by one spirit, and they were all the pen of in God's hand.
哦，但是这里讲到这个笔是谁呢
？And as we can see that who is this pen?
是谁做成了神美好的器皿，留下了这一篇美好的诗篇
？Who became the beautiful vessel of God and wrote this book of Psalms?
这里说到他是可拉的后裔。
As we can see here, this is a descendant of the sons of Korah.
哦，其实可拉的后裔他们在 这一段里面做了很多美好的诗篇，都是圣灵感动神借着他们做出来的诗篇。
As we mentioned that the Psalms in the book 2 were all mostly written by the sons of Korah, and this were all touched by the Holy Spirit.
哦，当然圣经里面有很多神的工人，那到底可拉有什么特别？
And,
的后裔有什么特别？
And as we know that there are many workers in the book of Bible, but what made the sons of Korah so special?
好，可拉的后裔，你讲这个名字，其实对他们来说，他们有一个辛苦的信仰背景。
And if when you know when we read about the sons of Korah, we know they were
辛苦的difficult 好了
difficult
journey of faith,
journey of faith.
他自己有他自己的名字啊。
And we know that Korah has his own name.
我说这些可拉的后裔，他有自己的名字，他的名字不叫做可拉，他有自己的名字啊。
And as you can see, the author has their own name. They don't name Korah. They were the sons of Korah.
哦，但是特别人家就是叫他啊，你就是可拉的后裔。
However, the Bible mentioned as the sons of Korah.
哦，或者他们自己称为我们就是可拉的后裔，但这个不是一个特别光荣的事情啊。
Even they mentioned that they were the sons of Korah because they were not glorified by this, they were not proud of this name.
好，因为可拉在在摩西的时代，我们在民数记那边有一个很有名，就是可拉党的一个反叛。
And because in the book of Numbers, as we can read that they were rebellious of the sons of Korah.
可拉他也是利未的后代，所以他们都是利未人。
And they were all in the tribe of Levi.
哦，但是他们看到说，哎，为什么利未人有些人是要抬桌子、抬椅子？那有些人好像亚伦的后裔，他明明也是利未人，为什么他们就可以做献祭的工作，我们就不行？我们就要抬桌子、抬椅子？
And the sons of children of Korah were complaining because they had to and carry the necessary things of the things of the tabernacle, while the children of Aaron become the priest.
好，那我们也要做献祭啊。
And the sons were the children of Korah wanted to offer to God as well.
那讲得很有道理哦，神的名都是圣的，为什么只有你们这样子？你们是擅自专权。
And his excuse may sound reasonable, and as he said that the name of God is holy, why do you have this?
就是为什么你们都 take this upon yourself?
If you why are you taking this upon yourself?
好，但是摩西那时候他很不高兴啊，他说这个不是我们选择的，这个是神的旨意。
However, Moses was not happy because he mentioned to the sons of Korah it was the will of God.
哦，当时候神的旨意、神的威严就在民中显现，可拉他就掉到洞里面去了，就地裂开，然后他就掉进去了。
And at that time, the glory of God was manifested among the Israelites, and the earth opened, and the children of Korah fell into the earth.
这个在民当中是一个很大的警戒。
And this served as a great warning for the children of Israel.
哦，所以这些人叫做可拉的后裔。
So they were the children or sons of Korah.
你要记得，他们也是利未的后裔啊。他们为什么不要叫利未人，或者用他们自己的名字？为什么要叫可拉的后裔？
And they were also had nicknames. Why did they not call themselves the sons of Levi instead of they call themselves the sons of Korah?
好，可能是他们对自己的一个警醒、警惕。
And it was maybe serve as a warning for themselves.
好，我们不要走向那一个叛逆的道路。
And let's not walk on the rebellious way.
要认真敬拜这位神。
Let's focus and worship the true God.
所以你在历史当中，你看下来，可拉的后裔他们后来很认真。
And as we can see after this incident, the sons of Korah were really hardworking in front of God.
其实在读列王记的那个时代啊，就历代志下，我们之前读的，我们可以看到利未人跟祭司他们的服事。
And as we can see in the Second Kings, how the priest went against the will of God.
就是说他们的服事啊，他们利未人跟祭司服事的比较。
As we can see that the comparison of the worship or servitude between the Levites and also the priests.
好，在西西家王他复兴圣殿的时候
，when the king
Hezekiah
revived the temple of God.
好，那个时候他需要开始做献祭的工作。
He wanted to start the offering again.
结果圣经特别提到说利未人来帮忙。
And then the Levites came to help.
为什么？
Why?
圣经说，因为祭司他们自洁的人数不够。
Because there were not enough priests that had been sanctified.
那特别说到利未人比祭司更加专心在自洁自己。
And the Bible even mentioned that the Levites even work harder in terms of sanctification.
所以他们就来补足祭司他们的不足。
So the Levi were able to help out the number to help out the priest.
哦，所以说你看，在历史当中，虽然神是拣选这个祭司
，so therefore in the history, even though we see that that God has chosen the priest.
哦，但是祭司自己没有做好的时候，当这个利未人他们有属灵美好的品性，神也是可以用他们。
And as we could see that the priests when they were not ready to serve the God, they were not sanctified enough to serve the Lord. God still uses Levites to to help the priests.
那可拉的后裔本来只是在会幕安排一些打杂的工作。
And we know that the sons of Korah were appointed to help out the cleaning and then the caring of
miscellaneous work,
miscellaneous matters in the tabernacle of
God. 但是在大卫当神的约柜运到耶路撒冷之后。
However, after the covenant of the Ark of Covenant were carried into the city of David,
大卫开始了一个诗颂的班。
And David started a choir.
来昼夜在神，来诗颂赞美神。
And so that there will be people singing and praising God in the temple of God.
他在利未人当中特别选择有良好灵性的，喜爱赞美神的。
So David chose those among the Levites who were had a good spirit and also willing to praise the Lord.
就是可拉的后裔。
And he indeed chose the sons of Korah.
后来在约沙法，我们之前学过哈，约沙法靠神得胜。
And after the king
Jehoshaphat
relied on God and conquered.
哦，他怎么得胜
？And how did he conquer the enemy？
不是用刀用剑呢、啊、
？Not through sword and weapons.
靠神。
And he relied on God.
诗班在前面。
And the choir was standing.
大声歌唱。
And they were singing loudly,
特别那时候提到可拉的后裔在歌唱
and also is, in fact Bible mentioned the sons of Korah were singing
不止歌唱大声的歌唱
not only just singing but they're singing loudly
把荣耀归给神
they glorify God、
哦、所以这个可拉的后裔他们一开始虽然有一个困难的开始
so even though the sons of Korah had a difficult start
但是他没有自哀自弃
But he did not give himself up.
他们在他们的本位上更加的抓紧。
And he hold tight onto his their own positions.
洁净自己。
They sanctify themselves.
喜爱赞美。
They enjoy serving God.
哦，所以在历史下，你看下来，他们越做，神交给他们越来越多。
And as we could see that from the history, that the more they're willing to do, the more responsibility God has given to them.
哦，从打杂到到 圣殿里的诗颂到现在圣经的一个作者
And from the dealing with miscellaneous matters to the choir of the temple of God and now even to the authors of the Holy Bible
那当然这个作者是诗篇的作者那这个诗篇很多篇他们也都是因为他们是在、等于是诗班所以说很多诗也是他们自己、写作出来的才有这些诗啊他们也是在神的殿来唱这些诗赞美神。
Even though they were authors, but they were also the singers in the temple of God.
好，那我们回到我们的四十五篇哦。
Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 45.
好，所以说他们是神手中的笔。
And therefore they are pens in the hand of God.
好，所以这个他们的背景告诉我们说，我们一个人如果有愿意的心。
And this tells us if we have a willing heart,
愿意洁净自己
we're willing to sanctify ourselves.
可能神一开始给我们小小的工作
maybe God has appointed a small matter in the beginning on us.
但是我们不急
but let's not rush.
我们不争
let's not ask for.
我们洁净自己
let's sanctify ourselves.
我们降低自己
and let's humble ourselves.
神就要提升我们
and God shall raise us up.
如果我们是干净的
if we are clean,
我们就合乎主用
and we will be Ready for the use of God,
就好像可拉党嘛
just like the sons of.
一开始他们要争，结果掉到洞里面去了。
In the beginning, they were fighting for the position. Therefore, they fell into the depths of the earth.
对，但是当他们自卑洁净，神就把他们升高了。
However, when they humble and sanctify themselves, God raised them up.
他们比很多人都还更加认识神的荣美。
And they were more.Closer to the glory and beauty of God.
好，所以在这一首诗篇里面，他讲到了主耶稣他的一些特质，就是弥赛亚的特质。
And here in Psalm chapter 45, mentioned a lot of beautiful characteristics of our Lord Jesus.
哦，第二节他说：“你比世人更美。”
Verse 2, you are fairer than the sons of men.
哦，在讲主耶稣啊。
And this mentioned, this is about Lord Jesus.
他说：“这个弥赛亚，这个主耶稣呢，比世人更美。”
And the Messiah was more fairer than the sons of men.
我想说，哎，主耶稣有那么美吗
？So let's think about it. Does the Lord Jesus really appear to be that beautiful?
那以赛亚书里面不是说他没有加行美容吗？
Because in the book of Isaiah, mentioned Lord Jesus as one without appearance.
好、哦，哦，没关系，我们不用。那五十三章那边哈，那所以到底主耶稣美不美？
So that's in recording Isaiah chapter 53. So is Lord Jesus beautiful?
他是在讲同一个人吗？他不是说没有加行美容？
Are we talking about the same person? Is it not that Isaiah chapter 53 mentioned、yeah. that Lord Jesus is without appearance?
好，我们今天对美都有一个审美的观念嘛，哈。
Today we have our own definition of beauty.
好，很多人认为说年轻就是美。
Many people say that being young is beautiful.
所以很多化妆品都说你涂了这个就让你年轻十年。
So a lot of our cosmetic company mentioned that if you put my product, you'll look younger.
那个有些人保养很好哦，人家问他几岁，他都不讲，他说你猜。
And a lot of people when they ask how old are you, they will say, "Oh, why don't you take a guess?"
哦，这个都是保养好的人，他们才会这么说了。如果保养不好，他就马上讲，他就让你，他就会想要听到一个比自己年轻的，哇，他就很高兴。
So that's if you look after yourself. Otherwise, maybe you just want to mention the age of yourself to others.
我是不会，我不会这样子问啊。
Of course, I won't ask people this question.
但是如果有人说啊，他说，哎 ，Tony， 你看起来应该还没有五十岁吧
？So for example, if people say to me, "Oh, Preacher Tony, you look, I'm sure you look less than 50 years old."
我听到可能会有点伤心啊。
Maybe I'll feel a bit sad.
我才32岁。
I'm only 32.
所以我还没有50岁。
I'm not even 50 yet.
那主耶稣出来传道的时候差不多30出头嘛，哈。
So when Lord Jesus started preaching the gospel, he was about early 30s.
人家看看他，人家看他。
When others look at him,
你应该还没有50岁吧。
I'm sure you're less than 50 years old.
好，是不是？这个是在那个，这个是在约翰福音八章那边记载到的，哈。
And that's it is recorded in the Gospel of John.
他说你都还没五十岁，你怎么说你亚伯拉罕认识你
？You're not even 50 yet. How can you say that Abraham has known you？
我说我没听到三十岁的时候，人家说你还没有五十岁，
so、
就代表说主耶稣他可能真的没有加行美容啦。
And just like how other people mentioned that you look less than 50 years old, as we can see that Lord Jesus.Does not really have a form of comeliness.
好，那可是到底主耶稣美不美？
But is the Lord Jesus handsome or beautiful?
好，这边你四十五篇，我们回到诗篇的四十五篇第二节哈。
Let's turn.
你比世人更美。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 45 and verse 2. You are fairer than the sons of men.
主耶稣没有加行美容，这是真的。
We know that Lord Jesus has no form and he has no beauty.
但是主耶稣比世人更美。
However, in verse 2, you are fairer than the sons of men.
在几个部分。
In which point?
好像在接下来这边马上说的，在嘴里满有恩惠。
Firstly, grace is poured upon your lips.
第四节说主耶稣他是谦卑。
And verse 4 mentioned Lord Jesus is humble.
而且有真理和公义。
And he has the truth and the righteousness.
这个就是主耶稣他美的所在。
And this is why he was fairer than other men.
主耶稣他嘴里满有恩惠。
He has grace upon his lips.
我们请看马太福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Mark.
11章。
Mark chapter 11.
马太福音
，Sorry, Gospel Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章
，Matthew chapter 11,
二十八节
，verse 28.
到三十节
，28 to 30.
这个是主耶稣他所讲的话。
This is what the Lord Jesus said.
他介绍自己。
How he introduced himself.
他也是，他怎么说呢？他说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。二十九节。
29.
我的心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。三十。
30.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。 啊，我们在这边，如果我们当时候我们听到主耶稣跟我们这样子讲话的话，我们心里一定会觉得非常的温暖。
And if we can indeed hear the Lord Jesus has said this three verses to us, we'll feel really warm in our heart.
好，我们生活当中有很多的劳苦愁烦。
In our life, there are many burden and labor.
但是主耶稣跟我们说。
But Lord Jesus said to us,
劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来。
You who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
这个就是主耶稣口里所出的话，满有恩惠。
And this is out of the lips of Lord Jesus, as full of grace.
好，那主耶稣说，你们如果愿意来，我就使你们得安息。
And the Lord Jesus said, if you're willing to come, I will give you peace.
好，主耶稣说，我的心里柔和谦卑。
For I am gentle and lowly in heart.
所以我们怎么看到主耶稣的谦卑和柔和？
And how do we see the gentleness and the lowly in his heart?
哦，主耶稣没有强迫他，主耶稣没有强迫我们。
The Lord Jesus never forced us.
他说：“哎呀，你那么多重担，你再不过来，你就要被压死了。”
He didn't say that. Oh no, you are so heavily burdened. You better come to me quickly, otherwise, it will crush you.
哦，主耶稣没有说你一定要过来。
Lord Jesus never forced you to come to him.
主耶稣说，你如果觉得你很多的担子，
Lord Jesus said that if you feel that you are heavily burdened,
你愿意过来，
if you're willing to come,
你可以过来，
and you can come.
那你过来，我会帮助你，就必得享安息以及平安。
When you come to me, you will be, you will gain your rest and you will have peace.
哦，这个就是嘴里的恩惠啊。
And this is the grace upon his lips.
哦，主耶稣说，我来不是定罪。
Lord Jesus said, "I have come not to condemn the sin of
humankind." 他是带福音、带平安来到世上。
He has come to the earth with gospel and peace.
好，所以主耶稣说要学习他的样式啊。
Therefore, Lord Jesus said that, "Learn from my meekness."
哦，其实很多时候我们想想看，我们怎么传福音呢
？Let's think about how we preach the gospel.
哦，要来信主耶稣啊，不信你就完蛋了。
You need better come to believe in the Lord Jesus, otherwise, you are doomed.
好，其实主耶稣说，我们带给人，带给他们亮光。
However, Lord Jesus said that we bring the light to
是世上的光。
And this is the light of the earth.
他们活在黑暗当中。
And they live in darkness.
哦，但是我们把主的光、主的爱、主的温柔以及谦卑带到他们面前。
However, we brought the light.And the peace of Lord to them.
这个就是美。
And this is the beauty of the Lord.
好，你如果来到人家面前，你很强硬的来教训他。
If you come to a person and bring a word of hardness to the person,
就算你没有强硬好了，但是你就是好像用一个道理在教训人。
If you bring a harsh word and rebuke others,
好，你心里面不是 要什么做一个贬压人，但是有时候很多道理出来就是在告诉你说你有罪，你那边有罪，你这边也不好。
And however, when we preach to others, we started,
就是我们的心里没有说要贬低人的意思，但是你很多道理出来很自然的就是指出人家的罪。
So even though in our heart we may not want to condemn others, but our attitude, when you, our tone, when you preach the gospel, we have this a tone of condemning others.
好，所以这个时候不是说这个讯息要更改，这个讯息是正确的。
The message may be correct.
好，我们还是要传这个，让人家知道他们有罪的讯息。
We still need to preach the gospel so that others can realize their own sins.
哦，只是我们不是高高在上的态度来讲。
However, when you preach, we do not stand on a superior position.
好，我们学主耶稣谦卑。
We need to learn from Lord Jesus and be humble.
降低自己。
We need to lower ourselves.
哦，这边说到这位主很美，因为他谦卑。
And here the Bible mentioned this Lord is really is beautiful, is fairer because he was really humble.
主耶稣怎么谦卑
？And how did he humble himself?
我们看腓立比书。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians.
啊，第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章五到九节。
Chapter 2, verse 5 to 9.
这边告诉我们主耶稣他的心啊。
And this teaches the heart of Lord Jesus.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。第六节。
6.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的， 第七节
Seven.
反倒虚己取了奴仆的形象成为人的样式第八节
Eight.
既有人的样式就自己卑微存心顺服以至于死且死在十字架上、哦、在这边看到我们主耶稣他怎么一直降低自己
And let's see how Lord Jesus has kept on lowering himself
他是神
He was God.
他是谦卑降低自己成为人
And he lowered himself to be the humankind, humankind.
那人的时候又降低自己。
And as a man, he humbled himself even more.
担当人的罪，以至于死，而且怎么死？死在十字架上。
He humbled himself to the point that he was obedient to the point of death and even death of the cross.
哦，所以我们看到主耶稣他谦卑，他就是方向，他一直降低，降低，降低，降低，降低。
And he kept on lowering himself to the end.
这个就是谦卑顺服。
And that's how he humble and obedient.
好，所以我们今天就是说在圣经里面这样子的谦卑顺服就是美。
And as today, as we can see this in the Bible, this is the beauty of the Lord.
那这样子谦卑顺服第九节
Verse 9.
所以神将他升为至高。
So after being humble and being obedient, the God has highly exalted him.
我们人不要自高。
Man, we shall not exalt ourselves.
我们要降低。
We need to lower ourselves.
哦，这个跟我们社会所教导的不一样。
And this is different from the teaching of the society.
社会说就是要一直往上爬。
The society teaches us to climb higher yourself.
你爬得越高，人家越称赞，这样子越好。
The higher you climb, the more praise of the others will be.
但是圣经告诉我们另外一个审美的观念。
However, the Bible has taught us.Another way to look at the spiritual.
从神来看，什么样是美的，什么样子是荣耀的。
From God's perspective, what is a beautiful?
还有什么是荣耀的
？And what is being? What is the glory?
就是谦卑。
Is to be humble.
就是降低自己。
To lower ourselves.
好像主耶稣
，just like Lord Jesus,
一直降低自己，降低，降低，降低。
Lower himself to the end.
然后主神就把他升上了。
Therefore, God has highly exalted him.
好像可拉的后裔
Just like the sons of Korah,
他们谦卑
they humble themselves,
自洁
they sanctify themselves,
神就他们升高
Therefore, God has elevated them.
好，所以今天我们要来体会这一份美
So therefore, today we need to experience this kind of beauty.
只有当我们觉得说谦卑是美的时候我们才会去追求它
Only when we realize it is a true beauty to be humble will we pursue after this beauty.
当我们来到主耶稣这边了解了这份美之后我们才能够学习它。
When we realized from Lord Jesus' example that being humble is a beauty we learn from Lord Jesus.
主耶稣说要学我的样式。
Therefore, Lord Jesus mentioned, "Learn from me."
好，我们回到诗篇的四十五篇。
Turn back to Psalm chapter 45.
好，所以希望我们至少对主耶稣他的荣美，好有一个更加深刻的印象。
Let's hope that we have a better impression on the beauty of the Lord.
好，但是这一首诗继续讲下去，还有讲到弥赛亚的心腹，就是教会，就是主的心腹，主耶稣的心腹就是教会。
And as we read on, we know that this Psalm chapter 45 also mentioned about the glory of his bride, which is the church.
好，对于教会，对这个心腹，他所做出的描述主要有两点。
And about this church of his, there are two descriptions.
第十节
Verse 10.
好，女子啊，你要听，要想，要侧耳而听，不要纪念你的名和你的父家。
Listen, O daughter.Consider and incline your ear, forget your own people also and your father's house.
那王就要羡慕你的美貌。
11. So the kings will greatly desire your beauty.
所以对王来说什么样是美呢？对主来说怎么样的教会是美呢？
So to the king, what is, what is the beauty? And to the church of God, what is the beauty?
哦，就是当这一个心腹，当这个教会全心全意放在主的身上。
And this is when the church of God totally relied on God.
好，在这边讲到说，不要纪念你的民和你的父家。
Forget your own people and also and your father's house.
哦，其实这个也是圣经里面关于婚姻教导的一个概念。
And this is also a teaching of the marriage in the Bible.
哦，在圣经里面，神设立婚姻的时候说，因此神人要离开父母啊，对不对？两人合为一体。
So therefore, in the Bible, when they talk about marriage, The husband and wife shall depart from parents, and the two become one.
这不是说不要再理父母，或者不要照顾父母，不是这样子。
It does not mean that you don't need to be obedient to your parents or don't need to look after them.
而是说你离开了你的原生家庭。
And this basically means that we have left where we came from.
然后跟自己的配偶组成了一个新的家庭。
And we form a new family with our spouse.
那你的心要在这个新的家庭。
And the heart needs to be in the new family.
你的重心要放在这个新的家庭。
And the principle should be in the house.
这个是婚姻的一个基础。
And this is a foundation of
marriage. 同样应用在弥赛亚与他的心腹上。
And this applies to the Messiah and his bride.
所以说在主耶稣在新约的时候，他就特别说，人如果要跟从他。
Therefore, Lord Jesus mentioned in the New Testament, if men want to follow him,
要爱主胜过爱自己的兄弟姐妹父母。
You need to love the Lord more than your brother, sister, and your parents.
这个是在路加福音14章那边。
That's in the Gospel of Luke chapter 14.
甚至要爱胜过自己的肚子。
Even love Lord Jesus more than your own stomach.
这个是在约翰福音21章里面讲到的。
Even this is recorded in the Gospel of John chapter 21.
所以甚至你要爱主胜过爱自己啊。
And this means that we need to love Lord Jesus more than ourselves.
这个是一个重点。
This is the main point.
要把主放在第一，不是说这些人你不要去爱他。
We need to prioritize and put Lord Jesus first. It doesn't mean that we don't need to love others.
你说要爱主胜过爱自己的父母，有时候你说没关系，我那么不是很爱父母，我爱主。
Sometimes we often say that, oh no, I don't really love my parents that much. Therefore, it's easy for me to love Lord Jesus.
不是这样的，你应该要爱你的父母，是不是说你不要爱父母，要爱父母。
This is not the right attitude. We need to love our parents.
但是要更爱主。
However, we need to love Lord Jesus.
甚至你爱自己，但是一定人大部分人都是很爱自己哈，但是你要爱主比你爱自己更多。
So most of us love ourselves more, but however, the Bible teaches us to love Lord Jesus Christ more than ourselves.
这样在神看来，这个人他是美的。
Therefore, if we can do that, then in the eyes of God, this person is a true beautiful person.
所以当主耶稣有一次跟他父母走散了。
There were once and Lord Jesus separated from his parents.
父母找不到他。
So his parents were desperately looking for him.
最后在圣殿里面找到。
Eventually they found him
说,
in the temple.
我儿啊，你在这边做什么？
And then the parents say to Lord Jesus, "So my son, what are you doing here?"
我们找你好多天。
We have been trying to look for you for many days.
我当以父的事为念。
But Lord Jesus said that I should put my father's in my heart first.
没错，就是说。纪念神胜过纪念其他的事情。
Meaning that we need to remember God's matter more important.
这是主给我们的一个模范。
And this is a good example set by God.
这是弥赛亚对心腹的一个审美的观念。
And this is how Messiah wants us to, as the bride, as his bride. To perform.
那第二个部分就是说，你如果看第十三节、十四节，就是说他所穿戴的衣服是金的，然后是很美丽的。
And as we carry on reading verse 13 and 14, we know that the clothing of the bride is woven with gold.
不是说那这个，当然我们现在已经了解了，这个不是在讲外在的一种金饰、一种美丽。
And of course, we know that this is not the artificial appearance of the clothing.
我们请看彼得前书。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Peter.
彼得前书第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
第三节和第四节。
Chapter 3 verse 3 and 4.
彼得前书第三章。
Chapter 3 verse 3 and 4.
第三节，你们不要以外面的辫头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰。第四节。
Verse 4.
只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。所以在神看起来宝贵的装饰是什么？
So what is in the what is being precious in the sight of God?
里面常存温柔安静。
And is to have the gentle and quietness in.
就好学习主耶稣的谦卑温柔，有没有？
To learn from the humble the meekness of Lord Jesus.
这个从主看来就是极其美丽。
And this is the beauty in the eyes of God.
所以希望借着今天早上的学习，我们对审美观有一个属灵的成长。
So let's hope from the teaching today that we can learn to be beauty in the spirit of God.
哦，来对对审美观啊，就是说我们知道是我们对美的概念有一个更加深入的认识。
And we can have a better concept of beauty.
那我们更会来欣赏主耶稣的荣美。
And so that we can learn to long for His beauty.
哦，也是增加自己在美的上面来做更多的准备。
At the same time, to prepare ourselves, we can become more beautiful in the eyes of God.
好，我们一起唱赞美诗。
Let's sing him.
236首。
236.